For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar. Missouri is preparing to begin screening every newborn baby for a heart disease that can cause developmental delays or death if left untreated. These screenings for critical congenital heart disease are required under a new state law that takes effect January 1st. The State Department of Health and Senior Services says an estimated 140 babies are born in Missouri each year with the disease. The non-invasive screenings measure oxygen in the blood and show if a newborn needs treatment with a catheter or surgery. More than 30 other states have added critical congenital heart disease to the list of disorders for which newborns are screened. The Missouri agency says the tests will prevent babies from being sent home with the risk of developing serious complications in the first few weeks of life. The Better Business Bureau of St. Louis is reminding shoppers to be just as cautious after Christmas as before. Its Vice President of Communications, Chris Thetford, says if you're shopping in person, make sure you always know the location of your credit or debit card. Online, he says, make sure to use a secure site.
If possible, when you're shopping online, always use a credit card so that if you have a problem with a purchase, you can challenge those charges and use your credit card company to provide you some leverage to take care of any problems you might have.
Thetford says legislation approved by Congress 2 years ago means shoppers have longer to use gift cards before they expire, but he says consumers still need to be aware that companies do charge fees on older gift cards. Cases of the flu are on the rise in the St. Louis area, but as Veronique LaCapra reports, there's still time to get vaccinated.
Dr. Hillary Babcock is an infectious disease specialist at Washington University and Barnes Jewish Hospital. She says unlike a cold, which can start gradually, flu symptoms usually hit all at once.
So if you can say at 2 o'clock yesterday, I started feeling terrible, that's more likely to be the flu than to be a cold. Most people with the flu have fevers and chills and aches, and it can really last for 5 to 7 days before they start to feel better.
Babcock says there are still flu vaccines available in our area and that all the different options protect against this year's most common flu strain. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Missouri conservation agents are asking drivers to watch for snowy owls as the Arctic birds arrive to search for food. KOMU-TV reports the owls are being spotted farther south and earlier than usual in Missouri. A record 69 snowy owls were seen in Missouri during the 2011-2012 season, and Conservation Department wildlife ecologist Brad Jacobs says the record could fall this season. Jacobs said sightings in Missouri peak about every 4 years, typically when populations of their prey in the high Arctic of North America and Eurasia fall sharply. Snowy owls typically hunt in open areas and often land on highways, where they may be too focused to notice oncoming vehicles. A Smithfield Foods subsidiary has announced a joint venture to turn hog manure into energy at its farms in northern Missouri. Murphy Brown of Missouri is providing the manure to produce biogas, a fuel similar to natural gas. Raislin Alternative Energy will manage the project and secure financing for the $100 million project. The Kansas City Star reports Raislin will manage the biogas operation and sell the fuel. The company claims, among other things, that the biogas project will produce fewer greenhouse gases and reduce Murphy Brown's carbon footprint. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has released $40 million in state funds he withheld from the state budget earlier this year. Marshall Griffin has details.
The funds include $18 million for improvements and repairs to the nearly century-old state capitol building, $5 million for various projects at state parks, and $7 million for maintenance and repairs at other state facilities. Members of the Democratic governor's budget staff say the money was initially withheld due to uncertainty over whether it would be available. In response, GOP House Speaker Tim Jones says there was no reason to withhold the funds to begin with. He accuses Nixon of using the budget to try to, quote, centralize all power and authority in the governor's mansion. Governor Nixon is still withholding $38 million earmarked for a new state office building. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For the second straight year, farmers are heading into a new year without a farm bill. The massive package provides government support for farmers and ranchers. But as Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, divisions in Congress, including over the nutrition programs that make up the bulk of the spending, have kept it from the president's desk.
Farmers say it's difficult to plan their crops and make other business decisions without a farm bill. Instead, Iowa State University agricultural economist Chad Hart says farmers must focus on the information they have.
There's a lot of uncertainty about the government policy that supports agriculture. But, you know, as far as making those business decisions on the farm, I would argue the more important things are the things that they do know and can control.
Hart says local prices, futures markets, and a field's past performance are good influences for short-term decision-making. But over the long haul, some of the federal unknowns need to be resolved. Lawmakers say they hope to pass a new 5-year farm bill early in January, but farmers are left to wait. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
More than 1,300 students who have been attending classes in temporary quarters since Joplin's May 2011 tornado will head to newly built schools in January. 10 schools in the Joplin district were destroyed or heavily damaged by the EF5 tornado that devastated parts of the city and the neighboring town of Duquesne. The new Irving Elementary School will open January 6th when classes resume after the holiday break. The school will serve students from the old Irving Elementary as well as Emerson Elementary, which was also destroyed. Joplin School District students from the towns of Duquesne and Dunnoweg will attend Joplin's new Soaring Heights Elementary. The number of flu illnesses is on the rise in the St. Louis region. KMOX Radio reports that St. Louis County had 158 cases this week, up from 73 the week before, for a total of 371 this season. Statewide, 744 new cases were reported in the past week, to bring the season total to 2,100. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Hungakar.